Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Seasons change in it.
Oh.
Run away. Run away.
It's gotta be close. Run away.
Run away.
Yeah.
Run away.
Oh, whoa, you got
nice.
That.
Run away. There we go.
Yeah. Maybe you don't
know. And this is Staying in the Secret Show.
All right. Yeah, me and Alex are just practicing our singing. We love singing. Right, Alex?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Feels good. It's nice.
It's very freeing.
Yeah. It's like being in the car. There's nothing like singing at the top of your lungs in the car. Sometimes I'll put on Boston's first album when I leave here and just fucking spew all over my car.
Whoa.
It's been such a long time. Oh, it feels good. All right.
Think I should be going.
See? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love Boston.
Time doesn't wait for me. It keeps on rolling. Oh, boom, 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 boom. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany. It all rhymes. How are you guys? Anyone want to report any wild sex story from over the weekend?
No, it was, you know, good.
Good.
Sex is always good, but it wasn't.
But nothing to write home about. It wasn't like I can't wait to tell my friends about this.
I mean, I have thoughts because of, you know, everything is sort of just timed and now scheduled, has to be, because there's other stuff, places to be. I always think like, it'd be good to pull out a camera and do some photos, or maybe pull out of that and push into that. But I just end up doing pretty straight sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, think of it.
Don't rock the boat, man.
I know
you're getting sex.
I know what Alex would do here. He's got a clear view of her butthole. He'd go right for it.
That looks like something I could fuck. Let's go with that.
I'm glad you're thinking of me during that.
Well, I just
can
mean,
I ask
you know.
A question before we go any further?
Yeah.
I just yelled that out. Is anyone out there?
Is anybody out there?
Is anybody out there?
You know what that's from?
Yeah, Pink Floyd. Is there anybody out there?
God, Sam. You a Pink Floyd fan?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Floyd, yep.
Like, are you a real fan, or you just, like, know a couple songs?
Have you ever done LSD while listening to Floyd?
I went to a Roger Waters concert. I don't know if that counts. I took my mom, actually.
The Wall?
Yeah, the Wall concert.
You went
yeah.
and saw that?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
I think it was at AT&T.
That totally
it was
counts.
AT&T.
You're so stoked.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was some years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was not that long ago.
No, it was like, I want to, this is just off of my head guess, like 8 years ago or something.
I would even
like that.
Say probably less
more,
than that.
Less than that?
Five,
okay.
Probably.
John is such a, like, almost a creepy fan of Roger Waters. Like, he watches all his old videos.
Well, Roger Waters was a big part of the band. People only think of David Gilmour because of his guitar,
right.
But Roger Waters,
signature
man, that guy was the lyric writer.
Mm-hmm.
And those two butted heads. That's the problem, was just like Paul and John,
mm-hmm.
those two. David and Roger, they would butt heads about, no, my idea. No, my idea. Mm. You know? They just like, damn, man, you guys are prolific and perfect as a team.
It's like, there's nothing like Pink Floyd. Things might be like, oh, that kind of reminds me of like Pink Floyd, but never like, nobody, man. And it's, but it is, there's something about
that. So there's nothing
combo.
Wrong with John loving him.
Oh, no.
That's great.
But like, kind of weirdly, you know, I walk in on him at all hours. He's like, oh. Like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I watched a new Roger Waters put up a video.
Oh.
Like, oh, alright. And, of course,
you don't catch him putting in Roger Waters nude on Google, do you?
I don't look at his browser history, which I'm sure he uses incognito anyway when he's trying to get Pink Floyd porn. You know, he's obviously a huge fan of David Gilmour, too, because that is a guy who, you know, listen, there are lots of great guitar players out there. There just are. There's plenty of people.
Too many.
People you've heard of, people you haven't heard of. But people who have a signature, recognizable sound when they play the guitar are few and far between. Like,
I've seen in more than one place, so this is multiple locations, where anyone will tell you who the guitar gods are, right? Jimi Hendrix, whatever, Eddie Van Halen. David Gilmour's solos... win the best solo in a song repeatedly. They'll name Comfortably Numb or and there's a lot of them. There's not just the one.
Oh, no.
There's like three or four that are considered the best guitar solos of all time.
Well, to me, like, the guitar solo lost it in the 80s. Like, when everybody, they just, you know, it was verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, guitar solo, chorus, fade out. Like, The guitar solo just became the wheedly wheedly. It
was a speed run.
Right. It was, let me show off my chops. Let me just get a little solo in here.
The unfortunate thing is that came out of Eddie Van Halen, and everyone went, like, I've even read interviews where guys who were, like, George Lynch is a guy. He saw Eddie Van Halen went straight home and started practicing guitar. Like,
from jocking.
Like, he went and, I gotta go, I'm not nearly that good. The problem is that was lost
in
that.
He's also, like, he's a pretty acclaimed
guitar
player.
Oh, he's one of the best, too. But I'm saying, like, I think what got lost in that was that Eddie had a taste for the song as well. And those songs.
He also closed his eyes and grooved. Like, he was that. That guitar was part of
it. It wasn't just a speed run.
Right.
There's more to it than that.
And that's the thing about David Gilmour is that. And I feel this way about Tom Scholz, too, from Boston. And of Neil Schoenschein from Journey. Like, when the guitar licks become... And Neil Girardo, I think his name
Pat
is,
Benatar's
from Pat Benatar.
Husband.
Like, those become the tastiest parts of the... Like, it isn't the song unless you hear that lick played that way and that guitar solo.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I think David Gilmour is the king of all of that.
I agree.
Brian May also. I mean, there's just so many.
There's one, and it's David
Gilmour.
And
it's David Gilmour.
At the top. Boy, and look, this show's not about guitar, even though we've been talking about it for 5 minutes. So, but I do want to mention, boy, Journey, that band is just fracturing. Have you read the stories about them regularly?
I do, and it's the same thing that's happening. They are like, a microcosm of our country. Like, two people with two different opinions can no longer hang together anymore. And, then they start saying bad things. It gets really personal.
They were fighting about finances in the news, and then they start fighting about, you know, and then...
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Neil goes, "We're bringing back Greg Raleigh." He just announces it. And of course,
I'm down.
That's Jonathan Cain's job now. Like, yeah.
But Jonathan Cain, he had like, isn't Trump's like spiritual advisor,
yes,
his wife? Mm-hmm. And like, it's a whole
thing. But Jonathan Cain was like, "No.
Yeah,
I'm going on tour.
Yeah.
That's my job. You don't get to change me out.
I own my share of this band."
It's crazy. I'm reading all this just going, I'm glad that most of the fans don't read music websites.
Yeah.
Because hopefully they're missing all this nonsense. It's really
bad. Isn't Greg Raleigh, you know the song Feeling That Way?
Yes.
So he's
the Frankenstein voice.
He's the Frankenstein.
Got a little in a new kind of way. Oh, soft and warm on a summer
and
night.
And then,
and the summer comes, I'll yes. be there. Like, all of a sudden, the soaring, and Steve Perry comes
yep.
in. And that was the first record that Steve Perry was on, when Greg Raleigh was still trying to hold on to, like, I'm the singer of this band.
Right.
And it was, it was just over for him as soon as Steve Perry opened up his mouth. All right. Why are we going off about music so
because
much?
Of David Gilmour.
But why about David Gilmour?
Oh, I don't remember.
Something about Pink Floyd.
Oh, because you opened up the door and you
that
said,
started
is there
us
anybody
down that
in- out there?
Okay. Well, let's start our... Let's delete all this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
My
yeah,
God.
Sure, right, sure.
Cut it all out.
It's gold. I can't cut it out. Yeah.
It's gold?
Yeah.
It's gibberish.
Secret show gold.
Sometimes the gold on our show is us geeking the fuck out on something. I actually do believe that because... I just do.
Because you have to.
I have to.
Because too many minutes have been wasted on that crap.
It's gold, you guys. I guarantee it. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a bad advice and you're going to tell this person
okay.
what to do. That's a fun one. After years of... Hold on. I want to make this bigger. Can't read it. After years of listening to the many bad advices, I finally have a bad advice request of my own. I met a man through work. It was unusual that we met because our jobs do not commingle, but circumstances required us to work remotely together. Mm. We worked on and off over the course of a year and exchanged numbers after we finished our project. They hit it off. They exchanged numbers. To be clear, I do not report up to him. And doesn't say whether or not he reports up to her, but they're so co-workers. At the same level, let's go. Fast forward another year, we decide to meet each other in person. We fucked immediately. We fucked morning to night, only leaving the bed for sustenance and water. It was mind-blowing. Turns out I can be a squirter, not a brag. Okay. As I think it's just uncontrolled pee. But just trying to highlight that the sex is good. Here comes the kicker. He's 19 years older than me and lives in another state. To be fair to him, I hit on him first. I found myself wanting to get to know him more and more, and things just got carried away. I'm 28, so he's 47. I don't want kids, and marriage is not a priority for me. He's never been married or had kids. The only reason he never got married was due to some major health issues that he had to deal with in his 20s and 30s.
You're the reason he never got married. He's been getting laid like a fucking psychopath.
So he was never in a place to be married and have kids.
I'm convinced that's why young men now are just the way they are. They've realized, wait a minute. All I ever hear is people bitching about their relationships, and now I have a chance. I'm just going to fuck girls and be free. I don't blame you guys. I just, like, it's occurred to me, like, that's what's going on here.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. If a girl is going to come to your house with dinner, a six-pack, and her cunt, come on. You know what? I don't like that. I don't want that.
What do you mean you don't like that? You just said it.
I don't like that.
You said it.
I know.
But we like
it. I didn't like
it.
I think that's really...
Leave it in.
No, because it diminishes a girl's...
Okay, say the word you want to use and he'll edit it into it.
Vagina.
Pussy.
Oh. You say the word.
Twat.
That spot.
Or twat. Or snatch.
Okay, I guess they're serious about this.
No.
It's all right. Leave it all in.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
All right.
Anyway.
I don't want to hear it, though. I don't want anyone
no one's
going to
say anything.
This is
the secret show.
Why would you ever hear it? You never listen back to
that's true.
Show.
I don't live. Well, no, I mean, I hear it from people.
You won't hear anything.
I won't forward it to you.
Yeah.
It was harsh.
Go on.
Okay. So he didn't get married, he says, because of major health issues in his 20s and 30s.
Yeah, I have a major health issue. I have to bone new chicks every other day.
Yeah, it's like this weird situation
so hard.
My cock
won't get hard anymore after a week or two, so I just have to move on to
the
next girl.
It's a weird condition, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was never in a place to be married and have kids. Funny enough, we took many of each other's firsts without meaning to save it. Taking a bath with another person, masturbating in front of someone, etc. Or so he said.
Mm. Yeah.
I've mentioned to him he should date other people closer to his age. He implied he doesn't want a casual relationship and told me he's starting to have feelings for me. He's a great guy and there's nothing about him I would change, but I don't think I can give him what he wants. Am I selfish for not wanting anything more than a casual relationship? Can I just carry on, ignore potential consequences, and use him for the mind-blowing sex? Or do I cut it off now before either of us gets too attached? Slurps all around. Jay. Side note. He has a massive dick. My mouth dropped open the first time I saw it grow to its full potential. I had to explain to him that he needed a bigger condom, and he didn't believe me until I pulled out a condom size chart.
What the hell? What are you doing with a goddamn condom size chart?
I'm sure she got it on her... No, she was on her phone or something.
Oh, sure.
She pulled it out of Google.
I have this bookmarked.
He thought I was trying to inflate his ego. Crazy to think he walked around so many years on Earth with a massive schlong in his pants only for him to think it was average. That's fun.
It is fun.
All right, so, but she does ask, the question is viable. She doesn't, not looking to settle down. This guy's way older than her, and she's afraid that if she keeps going back for the mind-blowing sex, that he's just going to fall in love, and then it's really going to be messy.
Well, look at it this way. Maybe this will help you keep going back for the mind-blowing sex. He's been doing what you're doing for his whole adult life. He's 49 with no kids and no ex-partner. It means he's been getting his cake and eating it
so
too,
you
or
think
however.
He's lying to her about his level of experience, and
I think anybody is smart to downplay whatever they're up to. Mm-hmm. I don't think you come right out and say,
he's,
I fucked 500 guys when I was on tour with my, you know, cover band in the 80s. You wouldn't say that to somebody.
Why not?
On a first date?
Oh, no, probably not on a first date.
Okay, well, that's, I mean, yes.
I only dated people I knew, though. They all knew me.
Well, anyway, that's not my point is, it's highly
likely.
Not to
likely... say I fucked 500 people on tour in New England. I did, though. But probably not 500. Anyway. A number of people.
Right. I'm just saying, I think she should just keep doing what she's doing and have fun. And don't lie. You know, the most important thing? Don't lie. Mm. Like you.
If he says, I love you, say, I have. You're great.
You can even say I love you. That doesn't right. mean that you've committed to him or made any new arrangement where you're exclusive or looking for that next step or want to move and hang out. Like, that just, I just don't see that. I think that you're probably tripping because you're having fun and it makes you feel guilty. Mm. But you haven't done anything. If you're not lying, then you don't have anything to worry about.
You're,
I think,
lying,
it's those people who are like,
a new one, yeah.
I love you. I want us to be boyfriend, girlfriend. I've never understood that. And then that guy gets caught and he's actually juggling 20 chicks. And you go,
right. Why did you even say anything?
What? Because there's something in them that makes them feel like they've got to keep all these in the air.
I've been in that position, though, not of having the, you know, yeah, of having multiple, you know, having women there that I was, you know, seeing. But yeah, you have that one where you're like, wow, you know, and usually it's just lust, but you're like, I love you, you know, and you're like, and they're like, no, we're not, we're good. So I've had that happen. So that could be.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You know, not...
Not my aura.
No, well, no, it wasn't my aura. I mean, my aura, we're together, so that worked out, but... Before my era, there was other situations where I was.
I love you.
Yeah, where
this is mind blowing.
Yeah, we had both could, you know, we're like, okay, we're gonna, yeah, this is just, you know, sex, and then I would get feelings or something
it's
like
true.
That.
True, people do get feelings.
So that can't happen. So yeah, if this guy really does, if this guy really does have feelings, though, yeah, you could be doing him a favor by cutting it off and saving that pain, unless it's Vinny's situation. So.
I just don't think you have to. What I'm saying is, unless you're telling him a bunch of stuff that would lead him to believe that you're headed
exclusive
down the aisle,
or boyfriend,
or, right,
girlfriend,
then I think that it's, look, this is part of the problem with dating, and you know, some
humans.
People you love, yeah, you love one person loves more than the other. What is that line in that song? Hearts don't break even.
Oh yeah, yep.
You know, someone's hurt more every time, no matter what. No matter what the reason for the breakup is, one person
was trying to keep that thing going.
Right.
While the other person was trying to find a way out.
So, you know, I think that you're good the way you are. If you're having the time of your life, and it sounds like you are, then just don't be a liar. And look,
right. Yes.
I do also think that you can. I've had situations where I've been completely upfront, said straight, like looked him in the face, told him, no, I'm not doing that. They hear me, acknowledge it. And yet, for some reason, there are people, and I won't say this is exclusive to women. I think everyone does it. But they decide that that's the way it was before I got here.
Yeah. But it's me.
You're going to crumble.
Movie,
I always
I'll
get what
your
I want.
Mind.
Yeah, and I've had.
Tried this gold mine.
Right. And I've actually had more than one woman say, I always get what I want. You'll come around. And that makes me just, I'm repelled by that even more.
Right, if you're coming to it with that attitude.
Like you're a spoiled, rotten brat. Like, I know, I don't know. You can't have what you want then. Which is pathetic, and yet that's my reaction to, I get what I want. Okay, snot.
Yeah, no you don't.
You pig.
Not this time, bitch.
Gross.
This lady, it sounds like she asked a question that was multiple choice. I choose option B. Remember?
Hold on,
she asked a question
look.
And she had three options.
Okay. Am I selfish for not wanting anything more than a casual relationship? No. Can I just carry on, ignore potential consequences, and use him for the mind-blowing sex? Yes. Or do I cut it off now before either of us get too attached? Maybe. Those are our answers. Mm.
Well, it's, you know, before either of us gets too attached, so there's a potential for her to...
Well, she's thinking it's him.
Does she think it's
he's
him?
He's already getting attached. He's like...
So he says.
Yeah.
He implies he doesn't want a casual relationship and told me he's starting to have feelings for me. So she's all... He's getting attached.
Well, look, I'm going to be completely transparent here when I say this, okay? I'm trying to be as honest as I can. Have I ever had sex for sport? I have. Have I also, if I've been boning you a few times or three or five times or 10 times, started to have feelings for it? Of course I have. Was I looking forward to getting your clothes off or seeing you in general or even going to dinner? Yes, absolutely. So starting to have feelings for someone isn't a reason to run for it.
Yeah, you might be.
You've been boning
spare
that
him.
Long. Let me tell you something.
Spare him the heartache.
If you, the thing to worry about is if you've boned him that hard and that good and he has no feelings for you, you're not working. Yeah, something's once that's
something's wrong with your
something's
cunt.
Up. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, don't you?
Well, seriously,
it's like a bad thing.
Am I wrong?
No.
He's starting to have feelings for you after you've fucked each other's brains out 100 times. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Not feelings.
Don't have feelings.
God forbid you get
feelings. Be cold, enjoy
the pleasure.
Of course
he has feelings.
And she said it's the best sex of her life.
Yeah, what are you...
Yeah, mind-blowing sex. Turns out I can be a squirter.
I have tried to make that happen so hard. in every way too. I don't know what the recipe is.
I mean, it happens easier for some people.
Women are a mystery in general because some are like, fuck my brains out. Others are like, what are you trying to kill me? Slow down. So you never know. And you try and mix it up and then you mix it up and you stopped. No, I'm still here. I'm just switching it up. Why didn't you say, keep fucking me like that?
Just like that. Don't stop ever fucking me.
Right. I mean, a little fucking communication would be nice. But we're here trying to crack the safe all by myself.
You got to make some clicking noises or something so I know I'm on the right combination.
I need it.
Give me a thumbs up.
Dr. Stethoscope.
Thumbs up is right.
Put it right. Right.
Thumbs up.
That's fine. Give me an emoji. I'll take it. Anything. Anyway, I've never been able to make the splash.
The pee come out, yeah.
I just can't.
All right. Well, I'm sure we didn't help this person, but
no,
it was a fun...
No, we helped her.
How?
Keep boning him and stop being such a baby.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop.
There's your advice.
It.
Stop overthinking.
Have
Don't be
fun.
Such a girl.
And you know what? If you get revenge for all the ladies who've been played over all the years, then so be it. This guy, throw him in the heap. After you're done with him, I mean.
And his giant cock.
Actually, he'll probably fuck his way right out of that heap.
He's going to be singing Aerosmith to you.
Right.
Don't want to miss a thing.
You love singing. Keep going.
I like that one. But, well, no, he'll probably be doing that, though. So.
Doing what now?
I don't know.
We're just listening to Alex. Alex just wants to have his moment. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay.
What's on your mind now?
I'm going to move on now. That was, you know, my bad for jumping in there. Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll just. Should I just end this?
It's not time yet.
I feel like it's not time.
Is there anything else?
I feel like there's something just below the surface here, Alex. Let's have it.
No. I'm really.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you sing to Mayara when you're boning her? Have you ever sung her a song when you're boning her?
I've never sung to her when
you
I was
You should
boning
do that.
Her. Okay, I'll try
you
that.
You should definitely do that. You're a good singer.
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
a good
I appreciate
singer.
It. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sing to her at other times?
I'm always singing.
Yeah.
You know, so probably, yeah. But I'm just always messing around. Anytime I hear something that
try
you know,
singing when you're on top of her next time. That'd
okay.
be fun.
Or behind her.
What song should you do? Like row, row, row your boat.
That'd no, give him, like, what are you singing right now? I don't want to miss a thing.
Lying close to you.
Oh, there we go. Bren's getting on this train here.
Have you sung to Anita?
Not while I was boning her. No.
Yeah.
I think that would ruin the mood.
You have sung when you've boned her. He just twitched
just
when he was lying.
I specifically said not
He totally twitched. No, you
I
were twitchy. You were all,
all
I'm lying.
Have you sung to Christina?
No. No.
Yeah, that just...
That's a hard no.
Kill
huh?
my own boner,
well,
really.
Well, I've written a few songs, but I only have your mom and boobs.
Why not some Brandy or something?
Well, first of all, because her name's Christina, not Brandy, so singing that would be weird.
You're gonna say, Christina! 16. Is there
okay.
a Christina song?
Edit all this
no,
out. Back when you said
in.
We should just end okay. this.
We
the
did,
end.
You were right. You should have.
The end. Just end it there. Holy Toledo.
It's Christine 16 by Kiss.
Yeah. Well, that's what she was trying to make it work, but it doesn't
Christina
work. And 16. Brandy. Why am I going to sing Brandy? You know what? She's probably already got.
Brandon.
She has never said it, but I'm sure she's got like some kind of. Thing about that name, I'm sure.
You know, Alex
it
is keeping
comes
this
up
all in.
All
right?
The, no.
It comes up at your house.
We're definitely keeping this
no,
in.
No, but it comes up on our show enough.
All right. Did he say the end yet?
He did say
a
it,
long
but
time
felt
ago.
Like it's not the end.
I just see the waveform still going.
So turn it off! Oh my God!